Hello, I'm Robert Krampf. Welcome to the Experiment of the Week. Today we're going to combine two of my favorite things, science and chocolate. We're going to use the chocolate to learn something about how a microwave oven works. To do that, we're going to start by removing the turntable, the part that spins your food round and round, and we're going to replace that with a plastic tray, not metal, lined with wax paper and then a layer of chocolate. We'll place the chocolate inside the microwave. Set the timer for 30 seconds. And start it. After 30 seconds, we find that there are some burn spots on our chocolate. And those burn spots can tell us a lot about how the microwave oven works. There are places where the chocolate is hardly melted, but there are a lot of spots here where it's charred. Now, why did the chocolate do that? Why didn't it cook evenly? Well, that has to do with the way the microwave oven works. Your microwave oven produces microwave radiation. Now, it's not radioactive. It's electromagnetic radiation, radiant energy. Other forms include light, radio waves, radar. Those electromagnetic waves in the microwave produce the heating. As the wave moves across the food, it causes water molecules in the food to vibrate. That produces heat and cooks your food. But the waves in the microwave are what are known as standing waves. And an easy way to picture a standing wave is with a rope and a doorknob or a tree. Tie one end to the doorknob, grab the other end, start shaking the rope up and down. With a little practice, you can produce a standing wave, a pattern where there are parts of the rope that are always standing still, other parts that are really wiggling up and down. The parts that are wiggling up and down are the equivalent to the part of the wave that burned the chocolate. The part that's sitting still is equivalent to the part of the wave that left these areas pretty much unheated. So that standing wave is why we need the turntable inside the microwave. You have to move the food around, moving those hot spots across your food. This can also tell us other things about science. Next time, we're going to use the same experiment with those same burn spots to measure the speed of light. But that's all for this time. Have a wonderful week. When you first look at the world of science, it can seem complex, confusing, overwhelming. But even the most complex science can be understandable if you just break it down into its simplest parts. The basic concepts in science. Take two. No. Hello, I'm Robert Krampf. Welcome to the Experiment of the Week. This time we're going to combine two of my favorite things, science and leaf blowers. And ugh. And they're making a mess. Don't overcook your chocolate. Out of there. Come out. Whew. That's good, isn't it?